Friday is the first of the month, which means rent is due for thousands of people across Hawaii. A recent national survey by the research group Eviction Lab ranked Hawaii in the top third of states for protecting renters during the COVID-19 pandemic. But one local economist says there are still long-term issues related to housing that need to be addressed. One third of Hawaii's 670,000 workers have lost their jobs in recent weeks. Hawaii also has some of the highest rents of any state in the country. With many renters now out of work, concern is growing about their ability to pay for housing. Emergency orders from Governor David Ige halted most evictions for now, but University of Hawaii economist Philip Garboden argues that more needs to be done to keep people housed in the coming months. In a recent post for the University of Hawaii Economic Research Organization, Garboden argues the best way to do that is with more federal funding, either expanding Section 8 housing vouchers or to create a new program for compensating property owners for missed rent. That could be similar to the Paycheck Protection Program, which helps struggling businesses make up for lost revenue. Garboden paints a grim picture if that funding doesn't become available. Without federal assistance, he says, the state will have to expand protections to prevent a wave of evictions. But Garboden says, that would just shift the financial burden onto property owners, many of whom could be in the same dire straits as their tenants within a few months. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.